This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we got lots to talk about this weekend. Plus, we invite your phone calls. We want you to join us with questions related to medicine, nutrition, health. 877-726-8255 is our number. And you can also abbreviate that to 877-726-TALK. Makes it a little easier. And I want to, before we get going with phone calls and some of the important stories that we have to cover today, I want to share with you an important milestone that we achieved just this week, which is that we passed the threshold of 6 million downloads for the Intelligent Medicine podcast. It's tremendously exciting because, when I started this about 2.5 years ago, the podcast, that is, the radio show, has been ongoing for 30 years. Well, it was kind of a speculative venture because we weren't sure that the podcasts were going to take. It was a new medium, and we weren't sure that people were going to get away from the radio dial and go to their computer or their mobile device and go through the process of downloading all the incredible content that we put up there. But, in just a few months, we had 1 million downloads. I was pretty excited about that. And then it was 2 million, then sort of forgot about it. And now we've checked, and it's 6 million downloads of the Intelligent Medicine podcast. That means this program, which we reprise on Mondays, some people prefer to listen not in real time, but once we've posted it as a podcast on Mondays, and then there's 4 additional weekdays of content that you can download at drhoffman.com. So we want to thank you, our faithful listeners. Really, it's gratifying to see that we're sort of resonating with you, that this is making a difference in your lives, the lives of you and your loved ones. We appreciate your listenership very much. 877-726-8255 for today's program. And we'll take your calls momentarily, but I wanted to start out with a story in the Wall Street Journal that offers an answer to a fascinating question. We know that exercise helps mental health. That's been demonstrated in a variety of studies. But the question is, what sort of exercise, what sort of health routine benefits mental health the most? And for me, I really find it helpful because, whether it's running, biking, swimming, yoga, walking, any of these exercises tends to put me in a better frame of mind. Sometimes I wake up in the morning a little grouchy, a little bit down, and then after a bout of intensive exercise, well, it just changed my whole perspective on the day. And here's what researchers found. They published the study in a journal entitled Lancet Psychiatry. It's the first of its kind and the largest study analyzing the effect of different types of exercise on mental health. And what they found that team sports fared best, perhaps because you get the benefits of exercise, you also get the benefits of socialization. You're around people with a pulse, and that's something that combats isolation and also gives you the benefits of whatever physiologic change happens in your body when you get moving. But then it came down to cycling, either on the road or even on a stationary bike. And I got to test the benefits of that, too, because I did a 30-miler yesterday, and it was fantastic. So the researchers asked respondents how many days in the previous month their mental health was either, quote, not good due to stress, depression, or problems with emotions. People who played team sports like soccer and basketball reported a 22% fewer poor mental health days than those who didn't exercise. Those who ran or jogged did pretty good, 19% better. Interestingly, those who did household chores, they did a little better too, 12% better. And that's a form of exercise that can be helpful. Researchers found that yoga and Tai Chi were helpful for mental health. And so those activities, sometimes not traditionally classified as exercise, well, yeah, indeed they make a difference. Those recreational categories, 22.9% reduction in poor mental health days. Well, you combine the benefits of some physical exertion along with, there's some ineffable relaxation effect, meditation-like effect of yoga and Tai Chi. So, look, this does not mean that if you're depressed, this is going to be 100% antidote to your depression, because when you get statistics can sometimes be a little deceiving. A 43% improvement in mental health for those who exercise means that those who exercised reported having two poor mental health days in the previous month compared with 3.5 days of poor mental health in the previous month. That's a 43% improvement, but doesn't mean you're bulletproof or completely shielded from the blues. But yes, there is indeed a benefit to exercise. So get out there and do it. Research shows that among 18,000 middle-aged people, those who were physically fit had a 16% lower risk of depression. And that's a significant margin, comparable to what you might achieve with some of the more popular drugs out there. Interestingly, research showed conflicting results. One study showed that the more people exercise, the greater the benefit. But another study in The Lancet, England's leading medical journal and of international import, The Lancet study found no additional benefit for exercise beyond 90 minutes of exercising per week. And maybe that's just because people exercise more than 90 minutes per week. Maybe some of them, to begin with, they're more depressed. That's why they exercise so much. So maybe that's why they got conflicting results on those studies. All right, we're going to take some of your phone calls. Let's repeat our number, 877-726-8255, and let's hear from Mike in Philly. How you doing, Mike?
Hello. Thanks for taking my call, Dr. Hoffman.
My pleasure.
I got an infected blister in between my pinky toe and the next one over, and it got infected. I don't have diabetes or anything, but it got pretty nasty, and an abscess developed. I saw the foot doctor, and she had to drain it and do that kind of stuff. My question has to do with best strategies for healing that. She said, she's more of a fan of like the dry healing thing. I was doing a lot of research about moist mm-hmm. healing versus dry healing, Neosporin versus just plain petroleum jelly. And just wanted to get your thoughts on it and maybe any additional supplements that might not conflict with my antibiotics that I'm on for the next 10 days.
Great. Okay. Good question. And you sound like a relatively young guy. How old are you, Mike?
50.
50. So you're a youngish guy, but sometimes circulation of the feet declines as you age, even if you're healthy, even if you don't have diabetes. One of the strategies for helping that is to spend a little less time standing. Hopefully you don't have a job that requires you to stand for long periods of time.
No, bad desk job.
So you can put your feet up, and actually that may help to improve the blood return from your feet, because if you stand, the gravity effect causes blood to pool in the lower extremities that may cause wound healing to be impaired. I'm a fan of, I agree with your doctor, I'm a fan of dry healing because, yes, you know, certain things are said to be helpful for healing, like Neosporin, you know, antibiotic topical applications. But I think what you want to have happen is you want to attempt to scab, and that the wound. When it comes to nutrition, the nutrients par excellence for healing are zinc and vitamin C. They can make a difference. There's also some evidence that arginine may be helpful for wound healing. And it's certainly something that promotes circulation. There's an interesting application of something that we talk about in this program. We'll talk a little bit about it later. It's colostrum. Colostrum is the baby's, the mother's first milk for the baby, whether it's a human or a baby animal. And there are substances in colostrum which act as epidermal growth factors. They actually help with healing in the gut, but also on the surface of the skin. There were some fascinating new studies that suggest that if you apply colostrum to a wound, it'll actually help it heal better. So there you have some possibilities. And
would potassium disinfecting solutions like the Benadide and the potassium solutions or magnesium soaks help or impair the, you know, the salty growth generation?
Generally, when you do salty soaks with whatever, you know, it could be a sodium salt, like just, you know, just using a salt solution, or you can use Epsom salts, or you can use a potassium solution, they tend to draw the infection out. They tend to pull infected material out, and they have a desiccating and drying effect, which is generally helpful. So, you know, if that's something that your doctor suggested, that's something that you found on your own, that might be fine. That might help to facilitate healing of that particular wound. So good luck with that. Hey, check in with us in a few weeks and let us know how it turns out. Thanks for your call. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. Four phone calls coming back at you. Your brain's complex metabolism requires many different nutrients for optimum performance. Excessive release of adrenaline and cortisol, plus environmental exposures and oxygenation, may be impacting your alertness, memory, and other vital functions. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a broad-spectrum neuronutrition formula that supports the central nervous system and cognitive capacity. It's NeuroThera from Claire Labs. NeuroThera provides balanced neuronutrition. Used daily, NeuroThera supports mental clarity and cognitive function. It promotes blood, oxygen, and glucose delivery to the brain and helps protect against oxidative stress and inflammation. NeuroThera provides the essential building blocks for optimal brain health. I believe in NeuroThera so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol. For more information and to purchase NeuroThera, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Did you know the benefits of nature's most powerful superfood are universal and always available no matter what your age? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a nutritional supplement I recommend and use that's clinically proven to maintain optimal immune function, eliminate harmful pathogens, and fight infection, and cleanse and prevent the absorption of toxins. It's Colostrum LD from Sovereign Laboratories. Adding Colostrum LD daily to your diet provides the essential nutrition needed to maintain optimal health. With Sovereign's proprietary enhanced delivery system, Colostrum LD is the most effective colostrum available. Colostrum LD has wide-ranging health benefits at every stage of life. To order, just go to sovereignlaboratories.com. That's sovereignlaboratories.com. If you're a first-time customer, you can get a full 5-day supply for free. Just go to sovereignlaboratories.com for Colostrum LD. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and you can call us 877-726-8255. We'll take more of your phone calls momentarily. But first, that last call was interesting because a gentleman was asking about something for wound healing, and we actually covered a story recently about the use of colostrum topically, not internally. You don't take it by mouth, but you apply it directly to the wound for healing of bed sores, what are referred to in medicine as decubitus ulcers, and they're notoriously hard to heal, and they're sometimes the result of neglect in nursing homes where, you know, there's a routine that is essential to prevent bed sores in patients who are unable to move on their own. And it's a devastating problem. It can lead to death. And colostrum in that study proved helpful in healing. You ought to listen to a recent podcast we did with Doug Wyatt of Sovereign Laboratories, the makers of colostrum LD. So here's some, this is great product placement for a product that I recommend and use that's clinically proven to maintain optimal immune function. It's colostrum LD from Sovereign Laboratories. By adding colostrum LD to your diet, it'll provide the essential nutrition needed to maintain optimal health. And with Sovereign's proprietary enhanced delivery system, that's what the LD stands for, liposomal delivery, colostrum LD is the most effective colostrum available. Colostrum LD has wide-ranging health benefits at every stage of life, from infancy to advanced old age. To order, just go to sovereignlaboratories.com. That's sovereignlaboratories.com. And if you're a first-time customer, you can get a full 5-day supply for free. Some people have said that's great. It lasts me longer than 5 days. Just go to sovereignlaboratories.com for colostrum LD and mention that you heard about it here on Intelligent Medicine. Okay, cough remedies. Cough remedies often are laced with narcotics. We're in the midst of an opioid epidemic, and either they get you addicted or they don't work. And there is a new guidance from NICE, the National Institute for Health and Care Excellence. That's in the UK. It's part of the National Health Services. And sometimes the people say NICE is not so nice because they're all about rationing healthcare. But they issued a new guidance. They said too many doctors are prescribing antibiotics for coughs. And they say that patients should not demand and clinicians should not offer antibiotics, as they make little difference to a patient's symptoms in cases of cold, flu, or bronchitis. So what are they recommending? They're recommending good old-fashioned honey. This is the National Health Service in England. Honey or cough medicines containing pelargonium. Pelargonium is a natural herbal extract. We use it in some of our supplements for patients who are suffering from respiratory infections. So they say just prescribe honey. It works just as well. When prescribing antibiotics, it's essential to take into account the benefit to the patient and wider implications of antimicrobial resistance, said Professor Mark Baker, director of the Center for Guidelines at NICE. So let's get back to traditional remedies for coughs. Mostly opioids are addicting and antibiotics don't work and create greater harm. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, Intelligent Medicine. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. You can call us 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK this hour or next. And there's an article in the Wall Street Journal about a new trend, which is corsets. Yeah, corsets are making a comeback. With a new twist, they purport to help you lose weight. We'll examine that claim momentarily, but first, let's talk to Harold from Brooklyn. Welcome.
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. Congratulations on the well-deserved milestone and regarding the podcast.
Thank you.
Since some traditional approaches didn't work for the IBD, I was having chronic diarrhea, I reluctantly followed the doctor.
Excuse me, for our listening audience, yeah. IBD, inflammatory bowel disease. Did you have ulcerative colitis or Crohn's, or are you referring to IBS?
Well, it was kind of borderline in terms of the diagnosis. There was some inflammation, according to the one of the tests. But anyhow, I had previously used a lot of alternative approaches, most of which you, with good results, but this time it flared up and nothing seemed to help. So the doctor recommended budesonide, which he said only targets the intestines, because I was concerned with systemic effects. And he said the beauty of this is that it will not affect, you know, the adrenals deleteriously.
That's not entirely true. That's not entirely true, because there's no perfect delivery system for steroids that doesn't allow the steroids to somehow get a little bit into your bloodstream. And this is what are called, budesonide is an enteric coated steroid. In other words, it's in a, you know, it's in a coating that sort of time releases it. So it's going to be released in your intestine, but that doesn't mean that a little bit, some of it's going to be absorbed in your bloodstream, and it can cause, it can cause blood sugar issues. It can cause bone thinning. It can cause cataracts. It can cause mood issues. It can cause you to lose muscle and gain fat over time. You know, so there are effects, but they're relatively minor compared to taking prednisone. So yeah, that's preferred. So what ended up happening?
Can you weigh any of those negative side effects? I've been taking DIM and DHEA.
Yeah. Well, to minimize. Yeah, DHEA is one of the ways to partially offset a side effect of prednisone, which is that it depletes your DHEA and it depletes your testosterone. Well, how's it working out? Is it helping? Is it helping your GI symptoms?
I got tremendous positive. Within a week of taking it, all the symptoms disappeared and everything is back to normal. But he said I should continue for another month or two.
Okay, you're fine. You know, that would be fine. The suggestion is, take it for the period of time that's required to resolve the inflammation. So let me explain to our listeners what's going on here. Ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease are very severe forms of something called IBD, inflammatory bowel disease. Okay? So you can actually go in there, you can see inflammation, you can see ulceration, you can see granulomas and Crohn's disease. I mean, it's very obvious to the, naked eye with an endoscope. You can see the changes. In IBS, inflammatory bowel irritable bowel syndrome. They said, well, it's very separate and distinct from IBD, but actually, according to some recent research, it's not that distinct, is that some forms of IBS are like very mild forms of IBD, where there is some inflammation. It's not necessarily visible to the naked eye, but if you take a biopsy, you'll see some inflammatory cells, and therefore it may respond to steroids. Steroids do quell inflammation. This is a good point to share a story that I was going to share with you later on anyway, which has to do with one form of IBS. There are probably many forms of IBS. I mean, yes, stress contributes to IBS, and yes, diet and food intolerances contribute to IBS, and possibly yeast may contribute to IBS. There's a lot of different potential causes. But one cause, and a pretty common cause of IBS, is when people get an infection, the infection causes inflammation that takes a long time to resolve. This is actually called, it has a separate entity, and it's called post-infectious IBS. And recently, this came to my attention because I've been on vacation this week, and I had a house full of guests, and I had some good friends of mine come over. And the gal said that ever since she went to China to visit her son, who's doing some work over in China, she had a great time. But ever since she came back, she's had gastrointestinal problems, and they've searched in vain for a cause. They can't find a bacterial infection. They can't find a parasite. It's just that she's been having terrible gastro symptoms. And she could take Imodium. It reduces the diarrhea. But she still has what can be termed IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. And so I said, look, the it's very likely you acquired something over there. We'll never figure out precisely what it is because there's literally thousands and tens of thousands of different bacteria, and maybe there's even some weird parasite that can't be detected. But it's probably gone anyway. You just had it, and it's probably gone. It's not likely that it's persisted. But you might have post-infectious IBS. And in fact, there's a blood test now that is designed to detect it. It's called IBS Detect. And your doctor may not know about it, but you can, if you're suffering from IBS and it happened all of a sudden, you know, perhaps after a bout of diarrhea or food poisoning, you may have post-infectious IBS. And that IBS Detect test can determine that. So I said, you know, when you see the gastroenterologist tomorrow, ask him about the test. And then, if it's positive, here's a solution. It's fascinating. It's has to do with glutamine, L-glutamine. Now, L-glutamine is an amino acid that has been shown to be effective recently in sickle cell disease. It's amazing. It actually can reduce episodes of painful sickling, which are devastating, cause many patients to become addicted to opioids. So in another application of L-glutamine, they did a study on patients who had IBSD, irritable bowel syndrome, diarrhea predominant, because you can also have IBSC, which is mostly constipation. So in this subtype of IBS, post-infectious IBS, they looked at 54 glutamine and 52 placebo subjects. They took glutamine for 8 weeks, and what they found is that 80% of the glutamine group improved in their IBS, and just 6% in the placebo group improved. That's a huge difference. It's a 14-fold difference. The IBS scores were dramatically reduced with the glutamine, and also intestinal permeability scores improved. And that's another reason to take L-glutamine. If you have leaky gut syndrome, perhaps an autoimmune disorder, L-glutamine may help that. So their conclusion was in patients with IBSD who have increased intestinal permeability following an infection, oral glutamine supplements dramatically and safely reduced all major IBS-related endpoints. And, you know, if this caller is still on the line, Harold from Brooklyn, Harold, you may have IBSD, and yeah, the steroid's going to help, but the steroid has side effects and eventually you're going to have to go off it. Consider taking L-glutamine. You can take L-glutamine in fairly large amounts, safe to take. Generally, I suggest that patients take one teaspoon three times daily, and you dissolve it in water. And it tastes rather sweet, and it's well-tolerated. It's not going to cause stomach upset. In fact, it'll have a soothing effect on your stomach, and it may help to resolve your diarrhea. So there you have it. That may make a difference for you. Thanks very much for your call. All the best to you. All right, this item, I want to share with you some news about a great offer. It's about olive oil. And recently I had kind of a crisis in my household. I got a bunch of guests coming over this week and we're eating up a storm. And I went to get my olive oil and it was almost gone. And I said, oh my goodness, the company's coming. And I ran out of my fresh press olive oil from myfavoriteoliveoil.com. So I had to go to the store and get some unreliable over-the-counter olive oil. Where you look at all the options there and you just don't know what's for real, what's really got the full level of polyphenols that you want. You want to make sure that it's not counterfeit olive oil. The options are bewildering and, you know, you can spend a lot, but you're not guaranteed to get high quality. That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. Now, as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, which is normally $39, for just a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvests, fresh olive oils for years. They're far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. And because they're fresh, and they haven't sat on the shelves for God knows how long, their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. And in my case, that's really not an overstatement. It truly is myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com. All right. Let's take a break. 877-726-8255. When you come back, more of your phone calls, more intelligent medicine features for your healthy weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Many of us wonder sometimes what's going on with our brains, like when we can't recall a name that should be totally familiar to us or forget why we went into the kitchen. These worries take on a little more weight as we grow older. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to slow cognitive decline and enhance memory and mental performance. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the Brain Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for my supplement starter kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And a new study raises concerns that aluminum toxicity may be implicated in the causation of multiple sclerosis. But first, a story that I promised you, which is about the comeback of corsets. Corsets originated in Western culture around the 16th century as kind of a fashion accoutrement, but they caused a lot of suffering to women. And in fact, there are accounts in the 19th century of women fainting because of the pressure of corsets. This was something that women liberated themselves from in the early 20th century. There was a movement to toss the corset as a way of getting out from the thumb of fashion tyranny. But corsets are making a comeback. And the headline here from the Wall Street Journal, "Worst decision ever. A new fashion trend leaves women literally breathless." No, it's not old-fashioned corsets with whalebone that are becoming more popular. It's a new product called waist trainers, latex undergarments that wrap tightly around the belly and cinch in the waist for an hourglass figure. You can blame Kim Kardashian and her sisters on their repopularization. They came into vogue around 2015 when the Kardashians began praising them on Instagram, which launched a frenzy the waist trainers mimic the look and shape of an old-time corset, and they go beyond simple girdle or Spanx. Of course, women did wear girdles in the 1950s, and Spanx are popular. But these trainers are often touted as weight loss aids that will trim and shape the waist if worn throughout the day or while exercising. That claim is truly ridiculous. The idea is that they may have a thermogenic action or heat-producing technology that makes the stomach core area sweat while worn. Simply heating something up and causing it to sweat will not make fat cells give up their contents. And moreover, they've got some harmful potential effect. In addition, to making it hard to breathe or hard to eat, well, I guess you could lose weight that way. I mean, if you feel full more easily, maybe, yeah, just maybe that may help you lose weight. But they also may weaken the back, because if you wear them over long periods, the constant external support can lead the core ab muscles and back muscles to become weak, and the lack of support can lead to more back problems. So, you know, we lament the resurgence of this trend. You know, we thought we got away from it, you know, with the women's liberation movement, but, you know, you come a long way, baby. Corsets are back. Everything comes full circle, doesn't it? All right, this item. Aluminum could cause multiple sclerosis, say scientists who link the disease to high levels of metal in the brain. Well, it's not yet conclusive, but it's a big study out of Keele University in the UK in the International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health. They looked at autopsies of individuals with MS. And what they found is that a disturbing trend is virtually all of them had very high levels of aluminum. The metal appears to accumulate in MS patients regardless of their age or sex and occurs throughout the brain. So the summary on this, the lead author wrote, "While it is too early to confirm a role for human exposure to aluminum multiple sclerosis, the significant observations of elevated urinary excretion of aluminum in individuals suffering the disease and excessive accumulation of aluminum in brain tissue from autopsies suggests that it cannot be ignored." And, you know, we went through this already with Alzheimer's disease, that aluminum was found in higher levels in the brains of Alzheimer's patients. And, you know, what are sources of aluminum? Well, aluminum pots and pans, obviously. Aluminum is present in deodorants. Aluminum has a aluminum compounds have a drying effect on the skin and are frequently used in deodorants. And also, there are aluminum-containing antacids around. So it is an interesting correlation. It's not necessarily a proven causation, but it is something that certainly needs to be looked at, because environmental pollutants, chemicals, have been associated with many neurodegenerative diseases, including Parkinson's disease. We know that farmers, people who are exposed to pesticides and agricultural chemicals, have a higher incidence of Parkinson's. It's quite plausible that higher levels of heavy metals, lead, cadmium, mercury, and aluminum. And oh, by the way, another way that we literally introduce aluminum into the body is through multiple vaccines. Aluminum is used as an adjuvant these days in vaccines to amp up the immune response to the vaccine material. Interesting study. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number, and we got yet another hour to take your phone calls. Start dialing. Great hour. Thanks for your questions this hour.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. A worldwide leader in probiotics for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a superior formulation that enhances immunity and digestion to help reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a fermentation of 12 strains of live probiotic bacteria with wholesome super fruits and vegetables producing Dr. O'Hara's trademarked postbiotic metabolites, so restorative to gut health. Stay healthy while traveling and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference.